I will talk about the great Jewish holiday. The name of this holiday, Pentecost, you're right. Shavuot. And I want to say one more time, because I do in this special way. Happy Shavuot or Hag Pentecost Sameach. Why I'm doing it? I'm doing it special because millions of Christians across the world celebrating the holiday, great holiday, Pentecost, without any understanding of the Jewish roots of this feast. And millions of Jewish people across the world celebrating Shavuot without any prophetical understanding of the same holiday, Shavuot. The same holiday, Shavuot. So Shavuot, let's say together, Shavuot. We can find this in Leviticus chapter 23. And I believe one of the goals of the Messianic congregation is to bring Jewish Yeshua, Jewish Messiah, back to faith, to the people's lives. It's to bring him to millions of believers who worship the Lord of Israel without any knowledge about it. Any knowledge about it. And to bring Messiah to Jewish people who worship the Father without any knowledge about Messiah. This is our goal, one of the main goals of Messianic movement. So Shavuot is the great Jewish biblical holiday. It's not only Jewish holiday. I believe this is the biblical holiday. It's for Jewish people and not only for the Jewish people. So it includes all the nations across the world. If you can read the Acts chapter 2, you'll find that many nations, many people from many nations, Jewish people and non-Jewish people, include many nations, they were in Jerusalem in that moment, in that special moment. Mostly of them, of course, Jews, but not only. We can find it here. So Shavuot begins on the sixth and seventh day of the month of Sivan. It is exactly 7 weeks after the second day of Passover. This is why it's named Shavuot, weeks, 49 days, and 50 days, Pentecost, also from the verse 50, word 50. This is the second of three great feasts, Shalosh Regalim. This is three major holidays in the Jewish cycle, Jewish world. First, Pesach, second, Shavuot, and third, Easter or not? No. Sukkot. Let's say together, Sukkot. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And Shavuot has the great prophetical meaning inside of it. Great prophetical meaning. We'll speak about this a little bit later. So this holiday has five different names. First name of this holiday is Shavuot. It means weeks. Second name, Hag HaKatzir, Festival of Harvest. Third name, Hag HaBikurim, Festival of the First Fruits. It's like the same idea of it. Fourth name, it's Zman Matan Torateinu, Feast of the Given of the Torah. And fifth name, it's Assembly, Atzeret, coming together, because it was the commandments of the Lord to come together to worship the Lord. And by the way, we had great service on Wednesday together. It was, first of all, it was a lot of obstacles to come here. Rain, thunder. It's like in the Acts chapter 2, the same, like roar from the heaven. But we came together and it was great, great time together. I believe it was great time together. Great worship. So the meaning of Shavuot, I want to touch the three meaning of the Shavuot. You can find much more, but I want to speak about three meaning. First meaning, this is the annual agricultural cycle in the ancient Israel, the holiday of the first fruits, first harvest. This is cycle of agricultural. Second meaning, it's spiritual meaning, given of the Torah. This why it's also, this holiday also called the celebration of the Torah. And in the our eyes, we can bind these two feasts in one. Because according to the Exodus chapter 4, verse 22, the Lord speaking about us, about Jewish people. He's saying here, God's firstborn, the first harvest, it's about the Jewish people, dedicated to the Lord, the servants of God to the nations. And I want to ask you to repeat after me, the servants of God, to the nations. This is our calling. It's not for us to be comfortable, to be nice people. Of course, we are the best people because it's we are who we are. We're the best people. But it's not only for us. It's for the nations, according to the scriptures. And the same idea, prophetic idea, we can find in the Brit HaChadashah. Do you remember the Lord, Messiah, he called us to go and what to do? Make disciples. This is our goal. Holiness is the way how to do it. But holiness without fruits, it's not the holiness. Fruits is the part of holiness, part of our life with the Lord. She's agree with me. It's amen. So we can be in the protective place and can be holy, can be full with the gifts of the Lord when we're doing our calling, when we're going and doing this. So, and third meaning of the holiday of Shavuot or Pentecost in the Christian tradition, this is the fulfillment of prophetic meaning of the Shavuot. And I want to read from Micah chapter 4, one of the great prophetic words about Shavuot, about the Shavuot time. So this is the prophetic words, because Micah in Tanakh, Prophet Micah put it in the writings before Messiah comes on this world, in this earth. Do you understand it? What do you think about Jeremiah? He was after Yeshua or before? We will look, especially chapter 31. So, Micah chapter 4, verse 2. And this is prophetic meaning of Shavuot. This speaks about Shavuot, so please be careful. Then many nations will go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Adonai, to the house of the God of Jacob, prophetically. And you know where is the mountain of Adonai? We know it. Zion. Then he will direct us in his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For Torah will go forth from Zion, and the word of Adonai from Jerusalem. According to the scriptures, Torah was given on Sinai. But prophetically, the Micah speaks about the second given of the Torah, and we know the living Torah is Ruach HaKodesh, living word of the Lord. He came upon first Talmudim on Mount of Zion. And from Mount of Zion, many, many nations begin to be believer in the Lord of Israel. And I know today is millions of Christians, they worship in the Lord. And it's sorry that many of them, they don't have any clue about who is the Lord they worship. Because he is the Lord of Israel. They worship Jesus without understanding that he is the Messiah. And first of all, for Israel. It's obvious in the scriptures. Of course, for all the world too. So this is the wonderful description of the Shavuot and also prophetic direction. Torah came on Zion and from Zion to all the nations of the world. It's beautiful. So, and I want to remind you one more time, if you don't never heard about it, Christianity has roots, and the roots of Christianity is Judaism. It's not two separate things. It's the same. But sorry, it looks like separate things today, very separate, but this is the sad part of faith. New Testament reveals this meaning of Shavuot. It was the immersion of the first disciples, Talmidim, Yeshua, in the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, in Jerusalem, 2,000 years ago, and spreading the good news across the world. This is the prophetical meaning of Shavuot. And now we have great privilege to live in these times, to know it. And actually, Messianic movement has the great privilege to combine the roots of these holidays with the prophetic fulfillments. We can have fullness of faith, of course, if we want to have it. So Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. When the day of Shavuot had come, I'm sorry, what is your translation said? When the day of Pentecost? Some people think that Pentecost starts... No, day of Pentecost. It's a translation for us. So in first believers was, of course, Baptist believers, of course. And they started to be Pentecostal believers after this day. Of course, it's obvious. But according to the scriptures, if you will read the actual scriptures, you will find it here. When the day of Shavuot had come. When the day of Shavuot. When the day of Shavuot had come. They were all together in one place. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. This is the experience of Tefillah, of the immersion in the Holy Spirit. It's wonderful. We will read it a little bit later, more about this picture. But it was beautiful, powerful place. Holy Spirit came. Many thousands of people heard the sound. They were able to see the sound and to see the signs of coming of the Holy Spirit. And you should understand, it was the time of expectation among the Israel. It was the time when Jewish people, they were waiting for Messiah very badly from all their hearts. They're waiting for something to change in their lives, because it was the time without prophets, without presence of the Lord among them. It was dry time in Israel. And now something's happened. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jerusalem, came to the special place where 120 people were together. Miracle, 120 Jews together. Can you imagine? Two Jews, three opinions. 120, I don't know, multiply, maybe you know. It's progression. And Holy Spirit came upon them because of their obedience together. And you know, the people... During the time, they known the prophecies. They waiting for Messiah. It was the one of the prophecy from the Lord. When they were immersed in the Holy Spirit, first disciples, they received the supernatural power to serve the Lord in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and testify about the Messiah and about the salvation from the Lord. The Lord empowered them through the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them the power of the Holy Spirit. They were able to go and speak about the good news. And if you read carefully the story about Peter, how brave he was in his life. You remember this story? When he denied three times Yeshua. It's impossible by human power. He was not able to be strong by himself. But when the Holy Spirit came upon him, reality changed for him. The Lord began so real to him that he forget about this fear. He just stepped forward. I know the stories when the Holy Spirit touching our hearts, and sometimes we are doing something when he just, you know, pushing us to do something or giving us expression. And sometimes, I know in my life, a few times it was, after I did something, I was, what I did? It was serious. Because the Holy Spirit, he enabled us to do something, to go without fear, to speak about message about Yeshua, to face with the situations we could not face without the power of the Holy Spirit. It was the first harvest of the souls, and the holiday, Shavuot, this is the holiday of harvest, first fruits. And if you read the giving of the Torah on Sinai, you will find there 3,000 souls were killed. 3,000 people were killed because of their disobedience to the Lord. 3,000. Because they were disobedient to the Lord. Because the stone in tablets, they can't change the hearts of the people. But when the Holy Spirit came upon the first disciples, the same amount, 3,000 people, get belief and rose from the dead, according to the scriptures. It was a great time. Also, Shavuot and that special moment, it was the starting point of the first messianic congregation. So this is one of my favorite holidays, because it was the special time when the Holy Spirit enabled us to be messianic congregation according to the scriptures, in full meaning of it, in fullness of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came, God's commandments written on people's hearts in fulfillment of Jeremiah. And I want to read the Jeremiah, and we will find it's before coming of Yeshua, Jeremiah was living, or later. We need to find it. Verse 30, "Behold, days are coming, it is declaration of Adonai, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Hundreds of years before coming of Messiah, the Lord made declaration. And it's not the words from Jeremiah. This is the word from the Lord. Be careful here. He's saying, it is the declaration of Adonai. So who is speaking here?
Adonai.
Thank you so much. I heard some voice. Antonio. Antonio, thank you for your support. You know, today we have interesting times when people are reading what they want to read, in the synagogues. Don't read Isaiah 53, don't read Jeremiah 31, don't read Psalm number 1, don't read that. But this is the declaration of Adonai. How can you dismiss this place of Scripture? If it's Adonai speaking to your heart, hundreds of years before coming of Yeshua, Messiah, he speaks to us. When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. When you will ask, if you want to ask Rabbi, Orthodox Church, congregation any synagogue, not messianic, but any in the world, ask about new covenant, you will hear the answer. This is not for Jews. We don't have new covenant. And it's sorrow, because it says here, I will make the new covenant with you, with Jewish people, with Israel. Verse 31, not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. And you know, he specified this covenant. He speaks not that covenant I made with them on Sinai. Can you see it here? So he brought the picture together. Not that covenant, different. For they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. It is a declaration of Adonai. Second time. It's not that covenant of Moses, it's bad covenant. No, it's great covenant. But the people's hearts were not able to keep this covenant because of the sins. Verse 32. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. It is a declaration of Adonai, third time. So if the Lord speaks three times, something very important here. Pay attention, be careful. This is declaration of Adonai. I will put my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their heart. I will be their God and they will be my people. Different approach. Something will be inside of the people, not outside of the people. He promised to put the Torah inside of us, and according to the prophetic meaning of Shavuot, on the day of Shavuot, the Holy Spirit inside of us. He came inside of people, not outside. We need to be careful. And also, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. If one is not enough, it will be second place from Tanakh. Moreover, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. This is the living Torah. Can you see it here? New spirit within you. I will remove the stony heart from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my ruach within you. Then I will cause you to walk in my laws, so you will keep my rulings and do them. It's impossible without the power of the Holy Spirit. It's very hard to claim yourself believer if you don't know the person of the Lord. And so it's impossible. It's impossible. And if you remember, Yeshua proclaimed about himself, I am the way, I am the truth. Nobody can come to Father but through me. No way. So we need the power of the Holy Spirit and Ruach HaKodesh in our lives. And this is our main calling, is to serve the living God and to preach the good news. And you remember, to heal the sick, to do the miracles of the Lord, to establish the kingdom of the Lord on this world. This is our calling. And according to the scriptures, Judaism has the goal to spread across the nations. But in modern day, if you find, not many synagogues are open for other people to come inside. Not many people welcomed, not Jewish people. But our calling is a messianic movement, is to spread the good news, to go to the nations, to speak about the living Messiah, who called himself a lion from the tribe of Judah. Amen. So we have great privilege and great responsibility. And you know, always, with the privilege, responsibility, it's a good thing to know. So this is impossible without his Spirit. And I want to read from John chapter 14, verses 16 and 18. I will ask the Father. This is the promising from Yeshua about the Holy Spirit, about this time of Pentecost or Shavuot. Yohanan 14, 16 and 18, John 14. Yeshua speaks here. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever. And you need to understand their hearts in that moment. He was their Messiah. He was their answers. He was their helper. He was everything to them, everything. If I get sick, I go to Yeshua, he healed me. If I want to eat, he took the bread, fish, and here I am. Eat how much you want. If I have a storm in my life, what should I do? Wake up, Yeshua! Why are you sleeping here? I'm dying! And he's wake up and saying, quiet! Great Messiah. And now, he begins to speak into them that he will die. And of course, they disagree with it. How can you die? What about my sicknesses? What about my food? What about clothes? What about money? What about everything for me? You are my answer. Why you should die? No, not die. Live forever. Let's make our kingdom here today. But he began to explain them something very deep and revelation. It was the revelation from the Father. And I believe this is the mystery of the scriptures. This is the heart of the scriptures. He told them, he will give you another helper, Yeshua. I will ask Father, he will give you another helper so he may be with you forever. Let's say together, forever. 33 years of Yeshua's life. And now we have 2,000 years of faith. and the Holy Spirit still with us every day of our lives. I'm so glad that Yeshua keeps his promises. He is keeping his promises, all the promises in him, yes and amen. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. And this is the heart of Revelation. He told them, because he abides with you. Let's say together, abides with you. How? Through the Yeshua Messiah. They walked in his anointing, they're healed in his name, they were in his anointing. And he told them, he abides with you, but will be where? Okay, one more time. You will know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Let's say together, will be in me. The Holy Spirit promised to come in our hearts. And this is the mystery of the scriptures. When Mashiach died in Jerusalem, you remember his name was and is Yeshua, salvation, the Lord is saving us. And also Emmanuel, the Lord is with us. And now, do you remember frustration of first Talmidim? He died. No more Emmanuel, the Lord with us. He died. And he resurrected. But something happened. And this is the mystery of the scriptures. The living Lord decided to live inside of human beings like you and me. And we don't worry him to live in us. I mean, yes, we are so good. I'm agree. We are beautiful. We are wonderful people. But we are so sinful. And we are not good for anything good without him. And he decided to come as a Messiah and died for our sins. He paid the sacrifice, price of sacrifice for us. And he made us clean. Not by our own righteousness. It's not good enough to stand in front of the holy and mighty Lord. So he decided to forgive us because of the sacrifice of Messiah. And he covers our sins by his blood, not our blood. And he decided, it was his decision prophetically, he said, I want to live inside of them. I want to be with them. I want to create a new person. I want to live with them. And this is the mystery of the scriptures. And if you would ask, what about Messianic Judaism, I would say to you, the living Lord lives inside of you by the Ruach HaKodesh, in Holy Spirit, because of the Messiah Yeshua. So they received the power of the Holy Spirit. And you remember Acts chapter 1, if you will read it, especially verse 8, Yeshua promised them, but you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh has come upon you. You will receive the power. And in Greek language, the power in here, it sounds like dunamos. You know the word dunamos. It's not diamond. It's a different word. Dunamos is dynamite. Dynamite, or how to say? Dynamite. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Dynamite. Explosion. Power of explosion. And also, dunamos, it means ability to keep moving. It's not just explosion. It's at the end, you know. If it will be like this, it's like, who wants to be with the Lord? Let's go to the Lord today. But this is the ability to keep moving with the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, explosion. And this reminds me of the words of Yeshua, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing without Yeshua. And through the Holy Spirit, he is with us. Also, Zechariah chapter 4, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. The same promise, Holy Spirit with us, his Spirit. They received the power of the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Lord, to spread the good news of salvation, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. It was the glorious fulfillment of the prophecies. Glorious fulfillment. And can you imagine, this is also part of Shavuot. Because according to the Shavuot, it's the first fruits. And these 3,000 people in Jerusalem, it was the first fruits to the Lord. Torah came upon to the nation of Israel, and according to the scriptures, living Torah, the Holy Spirit came inside of the hearts of the people. And from the Zion to all the nations of the world. And we are the fruits of these 3,000 people who received the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine? Let's think about it. Millions of believers across the world. Because these people, 120 people, Jewish people, agreed, supernaturally agreed, to be in one room and to pray together and to wait from the Lord and to celebrate biblical feast of Shavuot in obedience of words of Yeshua. And it was explosion, and we are here worshiping the Lord as their fruits. Their fruits. It's great, I believe. So, Matthew, amen, amen, thank you, Lord. Matthew 28, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you, and remember, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. How? Through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. This is the way how the Lord is living with us. Through the Holy Spirit. Not through the knowledge. It's important to have knowledge, of course. I don't want to say it's not important. But He's alive. And, you know, one of the greatest witnesses for us, it's that empty tomb of Yeshua. He's not there anymore. Already for 2,000 years. He's alive. So I don't have much time, so I want to skip a few things, and I want to go to one of the very simple explanation how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But it's very simple. I know you can teach me much more, much deeper, but I just want to share with you very simple ways of keeping ourselves in the Holy Spirit. One more time, you can find much more. I don't have time, and I just want to say something for you. So it's Acts chapter 1 and 2, a few verses from here. Now while staying with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait. Let's say together, to wait. To wait. This is a very important word. For what the Father promised, which he said, you heard from me. For Yohanan immersed with water, but you will be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh not many days from now. This is a very important part. And also, let's read from chapter 2, verse 2 and later. So this is the how it's happened. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house there where they were sitting. And tongues like fires spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. You know what's happened later. If you want to read later, you will find something. Thousands of people gathered together around them. Thousands. The Peter stood up, Shimon, in faith, in boldness, in power of the Holy Spirit. He from Galilee. He doesn't have Fuller theology degree. Fuller, or it's correct? Okay, thank you so much. Not everybody laughing, so probably not everybody knows what's fuller. He does not have anything. He was Amharetz. Amharetz, it means person from the land, without ability to speak good. But after Holy Spirit empowered him, he received the power to do it. And you can read it there. Some people were stunned in their hearts because this was the revelation from the scriptures. Many places you can find there about coming of the Holy Spirit. And Peter, he speaks from these places in here. But some of the people, they were so wise, they saw probably they're drunk. How is possible? This is not Purim. It's Shavuot. It's according to some of the traditions, on Purim you should drunk a lot. Not in Shavuot, it's different. We don't believe in this tradition, so don't do it. But they were filled with the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. And it was so obvious for people. Because they begin to speak in other tongues, they begin to prophesy, they begin to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. I know without this Holy Spirit, we can speak 1,000 words with zero fruits. But in the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, when we are going with obedience with Him, we can say one word, and if the Lord touched the people's hearts, everything will change. Everything can change. And I notice it many times in my life. Sometimes I'm doing something, no fruits. And sometimes I'm doing much lesser. But with the Lord, in His time, with His presence, and it's great fruits for Him. I remember how He touched my heart years ago. It was so obvious. It was so powerful. It changed my life forever. It's not faith only from my mind, but this faith came from the Lord in my heart. So I want to say a few words. First of all, what they did together. The ways how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's say together, wait. When I see the word wait in the scriptures, I always see the connections between wait and keeping the faith. I like this word in English, expectation. What does it mean, expectation, in English? Describe me in Russian, please. I want to know. Somebody can say spasiba or something. So expectation, what does it mean, expectation? Please, sometimes I'm repeating myself, but I want to repeat one more time. Expectation, this is the great power in expectation. In the same place, people can sit together. Somebody can receive from the Lord. Somebody can be completely empty. Different reasons for it, but one of the reasons, expectation. When Yeshua came to Nazareth, you remember this place. Who is He? Son of the carpenter. What can He do? Good windows, tables, chairs, mezuzahs, you know, carpenter. But He went to other places, and look what's happened there. Thousands of people healed, resurrections, freedom, power of the Holy Spirit, multiplication of food, miracles. Even He came to Nazareth and He was amazed. He could not believe why these people are completely empty. Because what's the difference? No expectation, no faith. Because one of the most part of faith is expectation from the Lord. And this is why I'm always repeating myself. When we come to the service, let's have expectation from the Lord. Because He promised us, when two or three together, He is with us. So here, they kept trust and faith in the promise of Scripture and the word of Yeshua. So they wait and wait for the Lord. 50 days. They had expectation that He is not liar. He's promised. I don't think they fully understood what will happen. I don't think. They know the prophecy. They probably have knowledge. But it was first time in their life. Now we know everything. They don't know it. So let's say together, wait. Expect from the Lord. Have expectation. Second, they prayed together. And I don't want to go deeply, but I want to tell you, without prayer is no answers. With no prayer, no answers. It's simple. It's so simple. The Lord, He wants to hear our prayers. If we have needs, keep praying. Keep praying. Go praying. So this I want, I have fire for the Lord for prayer meetings, because this is the good place to pray together. It's very important. Third, they were together in unity. Let's say together. Together in unity. And already we talked about it. What does it mean, unity? I don't want to go deeply, but very simple. They had the same goal. They had the same goal. And they agreed to put aside everything that does not unite them and reach this goal together. You remember when Yeshua tried to teach them, taught them about authority in the kingdom of God? Always, who is the first? They could not reach this conclusion, so they invite mother. You know, mother, she knows who is the first. It's my son. He's the best from these boys. They're bad boys. It's always happening. But look at the miracle here. They agreed to be equal. To pray together. To wait from the Lord. And I just want to tell you, I have 1 minute. And we will stop. Do not lose the fire for the Lord. To keep waiting for Him. To come to the services. Do not lose the fire. Do not think that if you will be, you know, some people think about that wait, it means sleep or drink the beer on the porch and expect the Ruach HaKodesh to fill you with spirit. Or to go and do something, you know, else in life, some hobby, and expect that the Lord will find you there and fill you with power. Never will happen it. Waiting, it means with the Lord, in the Lord. And I don't speak against the hobby or something, but I think I speak about our faith, part of our faith. So do not lose the fire for the Lord. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep coming to the services. Keep helping each other. If you see somebody is losing the faith, pray with him. Help him and help yourself look at the Messiah. So I want to stop and I want to pray for all of us. And if somebody is here from the Christian perspective, I believe you heard today about the Jewish roots of your faith. This is could enable you and give you more richness for your faith, meaning for your faith. Why are you doing it? What are you doing? Why it's so? If you came from Jewish backgrounds and you don't know Messiah, I believe you heard about Messiah today. So you will not have fullness without Messiah in this holiday. I want to pray for you. Let's pray together. Avinu Shebashamayim, our Heavenly Father, thank you for opportunity to be together in your house, house of the Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the Ruach HaKodesh, for the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, fill us with your presence, Lord. Fill us with your power, Lord. Help us to keep going on, Lord, to keep life with you, Lord, to walk with you, to sleep with you, to stay with you, to wake up with you, to do everything with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for a new day, new life, and new beginnings, Lord. Thank you so much. And Lord, please forgive our sins, Lord. Forgive our iniquities, Lord. Help us to be clean with you and to have fellowship and relationship with you. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand together. Let's pray. Let's please find somebody who close to you. Don't be alone. We are the family. So let's pray. Yivarech Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panavelecha ve'yasem lecha Shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you all and grant each and every one of you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And please take your children. Thank you so much. Don't forget.